Brother Wesley. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But of that day, an hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven.
Amen.
But my Father only. Not no TV preacher.
Nope.
Not no YouTube preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Facebook peller.
Nobody.
But my Father only.
Right.
So here's what Jesus said. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. God says, just look at Noah's days. That's the way that it's going to be when I come back. Well, how was Noah's days? Verse 38. For as in the days that were before the flood, what were they doing? They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. He says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. He says, watch now, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. He said, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, well, he would have watched, wouldn't he? If the thief said, I'm going to come at one, you're going to be ready for him, ain't you? He would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, this is what Jesus said, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not. He said, it's going to be an hour that you think not. The Son of Man coming.
Amen.
He said, it's going to be a time where you're not even thinking about it.
Amen.
He said, in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man coming. Now, all through this Bible, the Lord Jesus warns us over and over about His second coming.
Yep.
About His coming. About His coming. And over in the Scriptures, the Bible gives us warnings and signs and clues to watch when He's coming. But something jumps out at this passage here, and He talks about it also over in the book of Luke, Brother Tyler. He points us back to not the days of Abraham.
Nope.
He points us not back to the days when they, like I was teaching in Sunday school, when the ark got took and they went into captivity. He didn't point them back. Them was pretty bad days.
Yeah.
He didn't point them back to a day, listen, when Adam walked the earth. He didn't point them back to a day when Saul was on the earth. He didn't point them back to a day, Brother Wesley, when Nero Caesar was on the earth in Rome at that time. Surely they knew the wickedness that man done. But he pulled them back to a day, he said, now look, just as it was in the days of Noah was, that's how it's going to be when the coming of the Son of Man comes. That's how it's going to be when Jesus comes back, is in the days when Noah was. Well, how was it, Brother Chester, in the days when Noah come back? Well, let's think about it for a minute. The Bible says that Noah went out and he began to work on that ark, didn't he? And we've been to that ark. This church has been to that ark a few times. I've been there. It's a massive thing to see down in the western part of the state. But listen to me. How was it in the days when Noah was around? He went out there every day and worked, didn't he? Every day of work. And the Bible said, Brother Jamie, that they was eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Well, what's wrong with eating and drinking? Nothing. We got to eat and drink to survive, don't we? And marriage, it was a time of business as usual. Everybody was just doing what they wanted to do. I believe the first sign, listen, of the days of Noah, that's just like it is right now. It's just carefree, brother. Everybody just living their life and doing their own thing, and nobody had a care at all that the Lord is about to come back. Look at this world the way it is right now. We see all this turmoil all around us. All these things. And more people are caught up into who's going to be the coach down the road. What's going to happen on my show on Monday night. Am I going to win this or win that? Reckon I'll get into the doctor and get my prescription filled. As long as I stay about half high, or I can run up and down the road, or I reckon Walmart will have this on sale. It's a totally a carefree time all around. For the devil is nothing but a deceiver. He just deceives people. And it's a time of great deception, brother. It's a time of disruption all over the world. Whether you know it or not, people, we're in a world war right now. We've got all these countries abounding all around, from Ukraine to Iran and Syria and Israel and Russia and China. We see the whole globe in turmoil. And preachers have been standing and telling you that the Lord's coming back. But people, listen to me, as long as their hair's done, their makeup, and their nails, as long as these old men get on there and take their pictures on their Facebook, these middle-aged men, God help, a brother on there, thinking they're cute, brother. It's just a carefree time, not knowing that the Lord is about to come back, Brother Wesley, and it's going to be on this judgment upon them. You say they've been preaching that all the time. Peter said the same thing, brother. Peter said that just like in the days of Noah, they had scoffers and mockers in those days. They're scoffers and mockers in this day. But it was a carefree time, brother. They didn't have a care in the world about anything. And thought they was just going to get by, amen. They just carefree, brother.
Yep. Amen.
Hey, something else I want to show you here too from this scripture. The Bible says, and they knew not. How in the world would they know not? Hey, they was careless, brother.
Yeah.
They was careless.
That's right.
What I go over in Sunday school this morning. God sent prophets to them rising up. Brother Tyler, B times. B times, rising up early, the Bible said. God sent messengers unto them, Ken, preaching to them. But the Bible said they would not hearken unto them. They would not listen unto them. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And for over 100 years, about 120 years, Noah labored out there, Brother Glenn. And no doubt he would knock and get that wood in there. Listen, it took a lot of people, I believe, to build that ark. I believe Noah had a lot of finances and had a lot of people cutting down wood and working on things to put that ark together. He had a lot of people all around him. And they said, Noah, I believe Wesley, they did this. I believe they listened to Noah all day long, brother, as he preached. I believe it stirred them up. But I believe when they went home, somebody said, now you ain't going to listen to that. That's pure old foolishness. They've been saying that a lot of times. And ain't nothing happened yet. Why, it ain't going to rain. What is rain? It ain't never rained before. Well, a myth comes up from that. That's silly. That's not going to happen. We live to be 500, 600, 700 years old. They've been saying that old junk. And they said, you know what, you're right. Just go down there and work for that old man. Don't listen to what he's got to say. Just go down to that church down there and say it. To appease your family. Hey, don't worry about what he's got to say. And brother, they knew not that the flood that was coming. Jesus said, two men will be working in the field. One to be taken and one left, brother. They're going to be out there working the field just like normal. But then something is going to come upon them and get a hold of them. Two women are going to be grinding at the mill. That was normal in that day, brother, for the women to go down and grind meal. They're going to be down there working. But one's going to be took and one's going to be left for judgment. I'm telling you, it's going to be business as usual. They were carefree in that hour and they were careless about what was being said. Amen.
Same way today.
The Bible said, and knew not until the flood came. Knew not until the flood. How in the world do you know not? If you got one eye and half sense, you can look around this world and say, we got problems, amen.
Yeah.
Just look how fast it's gone in the last 5 years.
Right.
Just look at the wickedness around us in the last 5 years. Listen, it ain't getting no better, dear people. It ain't going to get no better around here. Just look in your own life, how bad it's got over the years. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Why? Because mankind is totally depraved. When you say totally depraved, Brother Tyler, people think just rotten to the core. But listen to me, it's a little bit different than that. You and I were born totally depraved. Every aspect of sin affects our life. We get older. We get sick. We die. Why? Because of sin that's come into this world. People do the things that they do. Why? Because there's sin into this world. People run up into schools and their minds are about half crazy. Why? Because of sin is in this world. And people are totally depraved. God don't forgive you so much. of what you do. He forgives you for what you are. You were born a sinner. It's your nature is a sinner. David said, I come forth from my mother's womb speaking lies. It was in me from the time I was born to speak lies and do wrong. Why? Because your very nature is to be a sinner. It's not that you cuss. It's not that you drink and do pills and do all that you do. I don't do that much. Brother, listen to me. You're a sinner by your very nature. You're a sinner by choice. You're a sinner by your own will. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 that every imagination of their heart was continually to do wickedness. Why? Why did they do that? Because they wanted to do that. It was in their head to do it and in their heart to do it. And when it gets in the head and the heart, brother, it's going to come out in the hands and it'll be wickedness. And that's why we see the mess that we see in this world. Amen. That was the day, Tyler, of Noah's day. Jesus said it's just going to be like in the days of Noah. Am I describing our culture and our society right now?
Absolutely.
Well, back in the Bible days and everything, they didn't have all that trans. Yeah, they did.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. God even told them, said the women ain't supposed to wear what appertaineth to the men, and the men ain't supposed to wear what appertaineth to the woman.
Right.
That ain't got a thing to do with you wearing a dress.
No.
That ain't what that's talking about, ladies.
No.
You know what? You know what they was doing in that day and hour? Read the Bible, do a little study. Amen.
Amen.
You know what they was doing? The women would act like the men and go in there and work as prostitutes in the temple, and the men would do likewise and dress up as women and work that way. That's what that means right there. There's nothing new, dear people, under the sun. It's all been there before. And just like in the days of Noah, it's the days that we're living in right now. Amen.
Amen.
Can you not see this? My God wouldn't do that. No, your God wouldn't do that because your God's not the God of the Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Watch this. Read something to you in Genesis chapter 6.
Solid,
I'm trying to hurry. Genesis chapter 6. How was it in the days of Noah? The Bible said, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all they choose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. After the flood, man didn't make it past 120 years. Amen. Before the flood, they was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. After the flood, they started living less and less and less. And that's the mercy of God. Can you imagine how wicked the world would be if somebody like Adolf Hitler lived to be 800 years old? Amen. Can you imagine how wicked the world would be? Some of these people that are pure reprobates that call themselves, if they can live 900 years, just how wicked. It's merciful that God takes us out of here like He does, amen, to save us from all that wickedness. But here's what I'm going to get on this morning. Verse 11. The earth also was corrupt. See that word corrupt? Before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was, what's that say? Corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted His way upon the earth. It was corrupt. That word corrupt means ruined. That word corrupt means wicked. That word corrupt means spoiled.
Yeah.
That word corrupt means tore up. Yeah. It's mentioned three times. God mentions it right there in two verses right there. Listen, He says it's filled with violence. It's a shame we got to be in here. We got things in place to prevent somebody coming in our little church and listen and doing something. Listen, to protect our children and our people here today. Why? Because the earth is filled with violence. Back in the day when I was a boy even, not just too long ago, brother, well, you didn't have to lock the church doors, Brother Glenn. People had respect. But I've had to come out here and run off people smoking meth in the parking lot of the church. We've had to watch people do drug deals out here in the parking lot of the church, or they'll come down to do some kind of wickedness. There's no respect anymore whatsoever for the church. No respect for the people of God whatsoever. You have to be careful at night in Bergey, Kentucky, in Pikeville, Kentucky, and going to the gas stations and out after dark. Why? Because it's corrupt and it's got violent and more wicked and wicked, just like it was in the days of Noah. You say, So how's it going to be in the last days, Brother Kevin? They're going to be careless. They're going to be carefree. And we're going to live in pure corruption is what we're living in. It's corrupt. It's full and ruined right now. Listen to America. Is a wicked place. We're the top downloader of child of pornography. One third of all downloads in the internet is pornography. Listen, we got task force around because children get trafficked all over this country. Right here in Pike County, your good old hollers that you live in is as wicked and vile as hell itself. People sitting in a church house, they'll come in, but they're looking at stuff on their phone or looking at stuff on the internet, and they'll come in the house of God and they'll think, well, I don't get nothing out of church. I love your blessing because your mind and heart, son, is filled with filth and vile. It's just like it was in the days of Noah,
amen.
Corruption all around us. Corruption all around us. Just like it was, Ken, in the days of Noah. Are you listening? It's a beautiful day today. I came to church. They're yard selling. Nothing wrong with yard selling. They're out playing golf. Nothing wrong with golf.
Nope.
Out riding their side by side. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's... Listen to me. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them things.
Yeah.
What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying they could care less.
Care less.
Yeah.
Could care less. Stop, talk to them about anything going on in the world, John. They knew not. Could care less.
That's true.
Who's going to be the coach down there? I mean, who cares? The world's getting ready to come to an end.
Amen.
Huh? Right, who's going to be the president? Don't matter. The world's getting ready to come to an end.
That's right.
I don't know about this. I know about this. The world's getting ready to come to an end.
Amen.
It ain't because I'm saying it. It's because this book says it.
That's right.
Are you listening to me? Me, people's minds are so messed up. Their hearts are so messed up. Their thinking is so messed up. Where'd that come from, brother? That come from the devil. He's deceived people. Jesus said it's going to be a great day of great deception. Noah sat out there gleaning and worked and worked and worked. And only 8 people have come into that ark. Of all the millions of people we got in our mind, brother, that they just 15 or 20 people. Well, no, sir. There was millions of people there. And I don't believe they was all bad people. I believe they was probably some good moral people. There was probably some people that wouldn't steal off of you. There's probably some people you couldn't leave your children with. But listen to me. That's good, well, and all. But if you ain't on board the ark, but when the flood came, you got took away in judgment, amen.
Amen, Brother Kevin. Good preach.
Listen to me this morning, dear people. I'm trying to help us. They was careless. They could have cared less. They was carefree. Everything in the world, Jesus said in one place they're going to be surfeiting. Only place the time that word's used in the Bible means they're going to be distracted about with everything in the world. Surfeiting around. Surfeiting around. I'm trying to help us this morning. The Lord's come back. Here's the last thing that really caught my attention. They knew not who was in the field. One was taken. One was left. One at the mill. One was taken. One left. And they knew not. What are you saying, Brother Kevin? They was caught off guard.
Oh, yeah.
They was totally, Tyler, caught off guard. You know what's getting ready to happen in our country, in our world? It's a bunch of us that's going to get caught off guard. Uh-huh. They're going to be out there working one day and they're going to be caught off guard.
Yeah.
They're going to be watching something, they're going to be caught off guard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. They're going to be doing something and they're going to be caught off guard. And there ain't going to be a 10-day warning. We're going to give you a 10, like when the tornadoes come with bad storms, they put all them radar signals out to get ready, the storm's coming. Ain't going to be nothing like that, Gert.
No.
It's just going to be on them before they even know what's going on. Ain't going to be time to whisper a prayer.
No.
They ain't going to be time to run and try to talk to somebody.
No.
Judgment's coming and they're going to be called off guard.
That's right.
Jesus said just like in the days of Noah, 2 will be in the field, one's going to be took, one left. They're both of them called off guard.
Yeah.
One of them's ready, one of them ain't. Just like the 10 virgins, that son was ready and son wasn't ready.
Right.
That's the way it's going to be when the Lord comes back. Oh, there are 2 women going to be grinding the mill. One's going to be caught off guard, Wesley. One of them's going to be left.
Listen to me. How many people are going to be caught off guard? Jesus said in John 10:7, He said, I am the door. When Noah built that ark, Brother God said, put one door in the ark. Put it in the side of the ark. He didn't say put it in the top of the ark so that glorious, beautiful bald eagle could fly in the side into the top of it. And don't put it down the bottom so the snail could crawl in on that bottom part. And don't build a real big door so the elephant can lumber on in. He says, you build the thing in the side. Everybody's going to go in the same door. And Jesus said, I am the door. You say, well, Brother Kevin, there's other people that believe other ways, and they're real sincere. You can be real sincere and a hammer holding you, floating you down the river, and that hammer's going to take you to the bottom. You can be sincere in a lot of things, but if your sincerity is in the wrong thing, Pokey, hell will be your home, and you'll be caught off guard when the Lord comes. You got to go through the door. That door is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Ain't gonna be much, Shannon. Call off guard.
Yeah.
Call off guard.
Oh, Lord.
Call off guard.
Yeah.
Up here in Virginia, on the North Carolina line on Easter, I think it was 2013-14. If we know we've been there before, it gets real foggy. So foggy up there, you can't even see. And they had kids. They had big flashing warning signs that said stop. There's accidents up ahead. It's a foggy, you can't see. Before the night was done, listen to this. Before the night was done, they had 95 wrecks off that hill on I-77 going into Virginia, North Carolina. Had 95 wrecks. Had 4 people dead. Countless carried out of the hospitals, seriously injured. And when they interviewed the state police, he said, look, we put up a sign. We put up flashing signs that he said they just ignored it, and it just kept on going and kept on going. He said we was covered up down there trying to help people, and here they just kept on going and kept on going. Son, listen to me. We're putting up signs every Sunday. Yeah. We're putting out signs and warning signs every Wednesday. Trying to warn you now that judgment is coming. But most people thought, I just ignore that. I just go on down the hill. It won't happen to me. Now, I'll be able to wiggle around that in some way. But 4 people died, and a bunch of others got really messed up because they ignored the sign. You're not going to wiggle out of it, brother. You're not going to go around it some way. But judgment is coming, and you've heard the truth. And you've heard it all your life. And you mock at it and you scoff at it. But that ain't going to change a thing, brother. When the Lord comes back. And Jesus said, just like it was in the days of Noah.
Right,
that's the way it is, sir, right now, brother. They're carefree and careless. It's a corrupt world. And some of you may get caught off guard. Caught off guard. And I'm not going to stand before the Lord and the Lord say, how come you didn't tell him? How come you didn't tell that family right there? Well, I didn't want to hurt their feelings and everything, Lord. Huh? I won't hurt their feelings. No. You're going to get caught off guard.
Yeah, we don't want you.
I ain't begging you to come here and shake my hand, dip you in some water, say that's good. God's got to do that work in your heart.
That's right.
Amen.
Me taking you over here and dipping you in some water,
don't
patting you on the back, bragging on you, that ain't going to help you one bit.
No.
God's got to work in your heart.
That's right.
Now, when God works in your heart and works a grace in you and changes you, then you'll want to do that.
Yeah.
That'll be next. But if God don't reveal Himself to you and show you what you are, a sinner, and then start working in your heart, convicting you, we can go through the motions. We can sing. We can pat you on the back, brag on you. But if God don't do anything in your heart, hell will be your home. And you'll just deceive your own self.
Yeah.
You'll sit in the church and deceive your own self from Sunday after Sunday. And say, well, we're not as bad as them up the road. At least we do go to church. Oh, wow, that's something to really brag about, ain't it? Huh? I'm better than them down to church after. Well, that's really something to brag about, ain't it?
Yeah.
Huh? You compare yourself with the Lord.
That's right.
And He'll show you just how low you are.
Yeah.
And how low I am. Amen.